So, Christian, this is the big climate day at Davos. How's it going so far? What's been achieved, do you think?
Well, I think what is very clear is that the World Economic Forum has realized that climate change needs to go back on the top of the agenda, of the WEF agenda, but of the political agenda for two main reasons. A, because the threats of climate are a serious threat to global stability and to economic growth, and also because of the opportunities afforded by addressing climate that actually have so many more co-benefits for growing the economy. So for both good and bad reasons, the WEF has really dedicated an inordinate amount of time to climate change and is looking at this from many, many different perspectives. I am actually very, very encouraged by the diversity of opinions that we're having, the diversity of aspects, and I believe that we will leave Davos with a sense of not only can we address climate in a timely fashion, but it's actually in our own interest to do so.
And what about the role of business in driving change? What are
Absolutely
you experiencing here?
Critical. I do think, you know, there are more and more businesses that are realizing that it is in their bottom line interest to address climate in not only at all, but address it in a timely fashion, i.e. they need to make the shift in capital, the shift in the investments into the low carbon economy quickly if they actually want to be able to take advantage of those bottom line profits that will be there for the first movers. So they're actually coming along.
And how important is it that progressive businesses actually challenge the big business associations that are stopping change and the companies that are trying to deny climate change?
Well, I do think that there are two extremes, as there is in everything in life. But most companies, I would say, are in between, being led by the progressive companies that can really see the opportunities and see the niche for competitiveness. And there are many, many companies here that have perhaps been in the medium term or medium ground on whether they're actually going to move toward clean technologies and clean investments or not. And I see those moving forward as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.